This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me is Wayne Bell. He is the author of the column Culture Club at FayettevilleFlyer.com. It's the beginning of August, Wayne, and it is, like it was at the beginning of August last year in these parts, dreadfully hot.
And the beginning of June and the beginning of July and
beginning of June
ongoing.
Beginning of June, actually, this year was quite cool, if you recall.
Yeah.
But this is the time when traditionally it's thought that the entertainment world, like everybody else, just takes a break. It's too hot. It's too late in the summer to do anything. Is there anything to look forward to for us in August?
No.
Okay.
No.
End of conversation.
No. Yeah, you've got, what, another 10 to 12 days of the Olympics?
Right.
In August, and I'm not a big track and field person, but track and field comes during normally the latter portion of the Olympics.
Begins August 3rd.
I normally like the first part, but so you have that, and you still have event finals and gymnastics, and you've still got some swimming, and so tennis finals. So a lot of the finals from the sports that take longer.
Volleyball and basketball. Mm-hmm. And
where they've had to build up
field
beach
hockey,
volleyball.
Right, beach volleyball. All that's
right.
Heavy on the end, right?
Right, because they have so many preliminaries and entry rounds. So you have that. From a TV standpoint, there's not a whole lot to watch. The Closer will come back this month for its final season on TNT. And you've got...
And that's with Kira Sedgwick, right?
Yeah. And it's been on for, what, six, eight seasons
now? And this
now.
Is the last one, the last season.
And I did notice that NBC's doing something kind of smart in the middle of August, and that is they're doing a preview of that new Matthew Perry Go On show, mm-hmm. which they've been plugging a lot during the Olympics. So I think they're trying to keep the momentum going for that.
Also, NBC is bringing back their fairy tale-inspired drama, Grimm, in the middle of August as well, which is a little bit unusual.
Well, it's smart in a way, because they want to capitalize on the Olympic viewership, and they don't want to get lost in September when everything starts coming out around the middle of the month.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting in a way. And then other things that are going on August 3rd, the new Bourne reboot.
Well, I think it's being described as a sidequel. It's kind of not it's not redesigning, but kind of a story that goes to the side. But the big thing for fans of that franchise, it doesn't star Matt Damon, and it's not directed by Paul Greengrass.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to take off, but you know, Jeremy Renner is extremely talented, so it could make him a household name.
And he's coming off a movie that earlier this summer is the third most successful film in history in the Avengers. So his profile
was
up.
On a role there for a while as far as critically acclaimed performances with The Hurt Locker and with The Town. So that could be big for his career. And then, of course, you've got Lollapalooza, which starts in Chicago, if anybody's going to make that trek up there.
And unlike when Lollapalooza first began, it went city to city, and now it's pretty much a two-day affair in one city.
Yeah. And if you happen to be visiting New York during the month of August, Into the Woods is going on in the summer concert series at Central Park, and it's free. You just have to go online to get the lottery for the tickets, but it's starring Amy Adams and Donna Murphy. It's got a lot of talent behind it. And it's something that they do in their summer series, their Shakespeare series every summer. And that's a Stephen Sondheim.
Another fairy tale based.
Great fairy tale musical.
Right.
And then we have other great summer fare. I think the campaign on August 12th looks really funny.
That is
and
the
I'm
movie.
Not a Will Ferrell fan at all.
Will Ferrell, Zach Galifianakis.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone agrees that the previews, the trailers,
look really smart.
Very promising. Mm-hmm. It's about a longtime serving congressman who usually doesn't have competition. And Zach Galifianakis is this somewhat dim-witted challenger. And then it's the story of the campaign.
If you don't want to see a comedy, you've got some action stuff too, because during the month of August, The Expendables 2, where we dig up former celebrities and drag them through the ground. I mean,
anyone who headlined
an action film in the 80s and 90s.
Right. Chuck Norris, Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Von Damme.
Oh my God.
Everybody.
Jason Statham.
Yes.
I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And speaking of Schwarzenegger, Total Recall, the remake comes out. So that should be interesting. I won't be seeing either of those, but if you want, go ahead.
Let me ask you about something that's also a television show that's coming back called Boss. Mm-hmm. It's on the channel Stars. I think I get that channel, but I've never seen the show.
Yeah.
It stars Kelsey Grammer, and it's been critically praised. He's kind of a bad guy, right?
Yeah, he plays a villain, a mob boss, it got a lot of heat for its first season, but I think it got lost somewhere. He won a Golden Globe, but I think it got lost somewhere because it's on Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just don't know that they even have that in their package. It's normally an add-along when you buy HBO and Cinemax.
Right.
And
it's part of the new television
Showtime.
Reality, though, right? There mm-hmm. are all these channels that, and some of them have shows that you've never heard of that could be good.
Look at DirecTV. You have to buy DirecTV in order to get the DirecTV channel, which has the rights to Damages.
Which has been a critically acclaimed series for years.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an interesting kind of thing that they've put on there. And they've made it to where you have to actually go out and look for material.
Right.
On the 19th, Whitney Houston's last film, Sparkle, comes out, which is a remake of the Aretha Franklin film from the 70s. So, you know, that's a little eerie to have as her last film. And then towards the end of the month, you've got some interesting things. This Odd Life of Timothy Green movie, which looks kind of like Family Fair with Jennifer Garner. I've seen a lot of previews for that. I feel like I've already seen it. And then Madonna kicks off her 800th tour, MDNA, off the least successful Madonna album.
When did that album come out?
January.
Okay.
And then some things come out on DVD that we've been waiting for, like Jaws on the 14th comes out in a new remastered Blu-ray. The Walking Dead Season 2 comes out. And a lot of things that were in their seasons last year mm-hmm. will come out with their DVD box sets to get ready for the new season so people can kind of catch up. So that's a good time when it's so hot to catch up on shows.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.
Stay cool.